when somebody would rather look at their hamburger in their hand than look at your face, you start to get real humble. Her current single, which is our number 30 song, is called Letting Go. It's a debut on your hometown countdown at 103.5.
She'll take the painting in the hallway.
Susie Boggess debuting at number 30 on the countdown this week with her latest single called Letting Go, which is from the Aces album, and it will also be included on her next album, which is called Voices in the Wind, which should be out very soon. Debuting at number 29, here's the title song from their new album, Sawyer Brown, and Cafe on the Corner at the New Country 103.5.
At the cafe down on the corner,
there's some new country for you. Cafe on the Corner and Sawyer Brown debuting at number 29. At 28 this week, down from number 12 last week, Hal Ketchum. This is the final release from the Past the Point of Rescue CD. This is 5 O'Clock World at 103.5.
Up every morning just to keep a job. Gotta fight my way through the hustle.
Been a big hit for him, Hal Ketchum, at number 28 this week, 5 O'Clock World. I'm Del DeMontro, and you're listening to the Hometown Countdown on the New Country 103.5.
Taste cool, delicious ice cream and feel warm all over.
Can you imagine? I went on a blind date. He did the most romantic thing. He bought me ice cream. I had strawberry, he had chocolate, two scoops with sprinkles. We walked and ate and laughed and, you know, that was the most delicious ice cream cone I ever tasted.
Enjoy cool, creamy ice cream and feel warm all over. A message from America's Dairy Farmers and the National Dairy Board.
At Sears Automotive Center, our commitment to your total satisfaction has never been stronger.
And they gave me a signed estimate up front. They said a Sears estimate is guaranteed.
Sears gives you a price guarantee, an estimate for service and parts in writing that's firm. It cannot change without your approval.
It says it right here. Satisfaction guaranteed or my money back. I can live with that.
Come in through August 27th and save 25% on road handler shocks installed at Sears.
A price guarantee? I like that. That makes sense to me.
It's nothing serious. It only wakes me up a couple of times a week. Oh, it really doesn't affect me. I avoid foods that are fried or spicy. I can deal with it. I just take antacids.
If you have frequent heartburn symptoms like acid indigestion or burning in the chest, talk to your doctor. These may be signs of a more serious medical problem. Your doctor has treatment plans that can help.
It's only heartburn. I should learn to live with it. Right?
Frequent heartburn. Isn't it time you talk to your doctor? Sponsored by the Glaxo Institute for Digestive Health.
Hometown Countdown. Del DeMontro with your songs. We're counting down the top 30 in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. Joe Dibby is just coming off a great hit, Ships That Don't Come In, a great ballad. He's not doing a ballad with this one. This is Smokin'. In fact, it's called Next Thing Smokin'. Here's Joe Dibby debuting at number 27 on the Hometown Countdown at 103.5.
Well, I don't know where I'm going, and I don't even care.
Man, that moves. Joe Diffie, Next Thing Smokin' at 103.5. Trisha Yearwood has pulled out all the stops on her next album. Don Henley, Vince Gill, Garth Brooks, the Mavericks' Raul Malo. They all sing backup on virtually every song. CD is set for release September 1st, and this is the first single from that CD. Here's Trisha Yearwood at number 26 on the Wrong Side of Memphis at 103.5 WYNY.
I've been living on the wrong side of Memphis, taking me to that Nashville side.
29 last week, 26 this week, Wrong Side of Memphis and Trisha Yearwood. Debuting at number 25, the guys that used to back up David Allen Coe, their Confederate Railroad. And the song is called Jesus and Mama at the New Country 103.5.
Made a wish upon a star, I could have a brand new car. Got tired of wishing, so I stole one.
Jesus and Mama always loved me. This I know.
Well, That's Jesus and Mama debuting at number 25 on the countdown. Number 24, An Unusual Situation. It was at 27 last week, but it was going down at number 27. It's taking a turnaround. It's coming back up again. Here's Rodney Crowell and What Kind of Love at the New Country 103.5. We call him Rockin' Rodney. That's What Kind of Love at 103.5. Some country music. Happy birthdays when your hometown countdown continues at the New Country 103.5. Number 21, down from 8 last week, Boot Scootin' Boogie at 103.5.
Out in the country, past the city limits.
That's Tanya Tucker, and if your heart ain't busy tonight, this week, here's Sammy Kershaw. This is Yard Sale at the New Country 103.5. Another good-sized hit song for Sammy Kershaw, number 15 with Yard Sale. George Strait has done so many things in show business. Obviously, he has had numerous gold and platinum records, number one songs, now a new movie. But ask him what his most exciting moment would be, and you'd probably get the answer when he shot a hole-in-one at a golf course adjacent to his San Antonio house. Oh, how he loves to put the white ball in the cup. Here's George Strait, number 14, was 18 last week, So Much Like My Dad, at the New Country 103.5.
I know that I surprised you coming home.
George Strait, So Much Like My Dad, at number 14 on the countdown. Aaron Tippin says weightlifting changed his outlook on life. Says, when I saw myself change my body, I saw how powerful my mind could be and how I could control things. When you start applying that to your everyday life, good things will happen, and you have to maintain that power to keep moving and to keep yourself in a good frame of mind. He says, I treat songwriting the same way. It's all about achieving what you desire, and it's not always easy. The victory is only as sweet as the chase. Those are the words of a writer. He's at number 13, 17 last week, Aaron Tippin, and I wouldn't have it any other way. Aaron Tippin, along with Clint Black, Little Texas, and Billy Dean at the Meadowlands on Wednesday night, and I know he'll be singing that one. I'm Del DeMontro. It's your hometown countdown. We're at number 12. It was 16 last week. It's Little Texas, You and Forever and Me at the New Country 103.5.
Moon is off my shoulder, the sun is in my eyes.
Great guitar work at the end of that, huh? Mark Chestnut, I'll Think of Something at number 7 on the countdown, down from number 1 last week. Put those warning labels on those country songs. Here's Doug Stone moving up to number 6 this week from 9 last week at the New Country 103.5. Billy Ray Cyrus, number 5 this week from 6 last week, Could Have Been Me on the hometown countdown. Steve Warner vividly remembers a street in Noblesville, Indiana, where he spent his childhood. He says the funny thing about 8th Street in Noblesville is the railroad tracks run right down the middle of the street. We're talking dead center. He says you can be driving on 8th, look up, and there's a train coming, reminiscent of the trolley cars out in San Francisco. Here's Steve Warner at number 4. It was 5 last week, A Woman Loves, at the New Country 103.5.
There's a suitcase a woman loves.
Steve Warner still moving up the charts with A Woman Loves at number 4, and he's got a brand new song, which you'll hear on our Nobody Beats the Wiz New Music Face-Off tomorrow night. It's called Crash Course in the Blues. It'll go up against our champion Jeff Knight at 8 o'clock. Hey, 3 more to go. The top 3 in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut when the hometown countdown continues at 103.5.
New York's country, 103.5, WYAB.
Okay, into the home stretch at the Hometown Countdown. Number three, a big, big jump for Leroy Parnell from number 10 last week. Here's What Kind of Fool Do You Think I Am at the New Country 103.5. Leroy Parnell, been waiting for that song for a long time. What Kind of Fool Do You Think I Am? At number three. Hey, it's a good thing Tracy Lawrence has perseverance. He admits that when he was 16, he lost a talent contest in Foreman, Arkansas. I didn't even place, he groans. Who won? His 10-year-old sister. Obviously, it didn't inspire her. He says she doesn't even sing anymore. Tracy was the special guest in Forest Park on Saturday of the New York Metropolitan Country Music Association. I couldn't get to the show, but I understand it was a wow of a success. Here's number two. Number three last week. Running behind Tracy Lawrence at 103.5.
I work, 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 day after day.
Tracy Lawrence running behind at number two on the countdown. And that brings us to number one. It was two last week. On top again, Vince Gill, I Still Believe in You. Number one on the Hometown Countdown at the New Country 103.5. Boy, he can get them ballads, can he? Vince Gill, I Still Believe in You at the New Country 103.5. I'm Del DeMontro. Your Hometown Countdown comes to you each Sunday night at 10 o'clock with the top 30 in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. Johnny Michaels, executive producer. Technical assistance from Frank Satta. The Hometown Countdown is researched, written, produced, and hosted by yours truly. I will see you again tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Lots more great music on the way all night in New York. Leave it where it is, 103.5 WYNY.
Checks.com.